Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The February issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine features a story about year-round picnicking in Texas. Louis Bond is managing editor.
Some of our greatest memories, I think, as kids are having picnics with our parents, and everything's just so wonderful outside to spread out a blanket and to bring your own food and just sit back and relax. It's the best thing in the world. And so we start out in February. You think, well, no, is February a good picnic month? Well, it is. If you go to Bisher State Park, the Mexican plums are in full flower. So you have a beautiful backdrop for your picnic. You can skip on ahead to April and go out to Big Bend. It's a little more than a day trip, but what a beautiful place for a picnic. The desert is in full bloom. In May, you can celebrate a breakfast picnic at Caddo Lake and watch the morning light play over the water. You can have a supper time picnic in June at Caprock Canyons and watch 500,000 bats emerge in the evening. Fall is a great time for picnics. In October, you can head out to Falcon State Park and watch the butterflies. And I just can't think of a prettier backdrop for a picnic. And even December, you might want to head down to Goose Island and watch the great array of migrating birds. One thing's for sure, if you're going to have a picnic, the food always tastes better when you eat outside.
Thanks, Louie. The February issue of the magazine is on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.